Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. In this episode today, I'm helping Jackie to get some perspective on how to transition one of her signature group programs into an evergreen program, meaning that she's not launching it on a specific date and ending it on a specific date, but it's going to be open for new participants throughout the year. And this is classic to how I like to coach, by the way. In this episode, you're going to hear me, you know, just really open up the conversation for her to hear, you know, what is she thinking about the benefits of switching to this type of model? What is she thinking about? What might be an issue? And we just start to pick that apart. And I gently guide her to the realization of how she does want to do things and give her that permission. And then we make a few strategic recommendations to support her in that recommendation, because she could go either way. There is no right answer. It's just about exploring what is the pro, what's the con, and then supporting the client to make a decision that feels right for their business. So I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to the show, Jackie. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's been so long since I've had like just you privately.
Jackie's a former private client of mine, everyone. So we can just let you in on that secret. Jackie, before we dive into the hot seat coaching today, can you share a bit about your business and your magic with our audience?
Yeah, I love doing next level power activation for women in business. So my magic centers around doing the deeper inner work to create the outside results. So mindset, healing, going into your past, and then I look at business as well. And I look at some of the strategy tweaks that need to happen and what you want in your future and kind of visualizing. I bring in some of the quantum stuff. And a lot of my clients, when they find me, they're overworking. So it's really shifting into the feminine as well. So it's kind of all of those combined. It's the magic of mindset, strategy, quantum, and feminine energetics.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, so what can we support you on today?
So I have a program that you're somewhat familiar with, and it's called the Multiplier. It is for women entrepreneurs that are typically, you know, doing between $2,000 and $5,000 a month. They have a great client base, but they're overworking. They haven't quite figured out how to tweak some things so that they end up multiplying their impact, their revenue, and get some time back, get some like energy and ease back into their life, like have their business support them instead of them like running ragged after their business. And it's a 5-month program. I've run 2 cohorts so far, and I'm running it as that, launching twice a year. And I have usually around 10 people in the program. It becomes a really intimate group. They go through the whole journey together, and then we finish and I go through another launch period and look to fill another, you know, 10 people in the group. And so I'm wondering if I should turn it into evergreen.
Great question. I loved this when I got this question submitted. So let's dive in this conversation around just like some of the, you know, the inclinations of like why the desire is there for you to have it become evergreen and what some of the pros and cons are. And I run 2 masterminds that are evergreen. So I can definitely share, you know, what my experience is.
I know that's exactly why I came to you. I was like, you are the expert of this. And I also remember like when your original mastermind wasn't an evergreen. So I think you're the perfect person to talk to for this amongst many other things.
Awesome. So tell me, what makes you excited about making the Multiplier evergreen?
To be honest, like most of it's focused on my end of like the, as the business, the person who runs the business. Like I like the idea of you know, not waiting another 5 months before I start talking about opening the doors and like letting people in. You know, I think it would help me with like more concrete, like knowledge around my cash flows, being able to kind of just like set up the, like the launch to be kind of like running in behind the scenes and the call to action to kind of always be the same. So I think that would help simplify the business a bit. And if I look at like the part that like is kind of making me question whether that's the way to go, that would be more centered around the client experience, at least from the perspective of like the two cohorts that I've run so far, because they've really developed like an intimacy with each other. There's a chemistry that happens there when you have a very like tight group and people are not coming in and out, and everybody's sort of starting on the same foot and they're graduating on the same foot. So, you know, the way that I run it is like I drip the pre-recorded videos, and the hot seat coaching and the mindset coaching is just whatever's coming up that week. It's not really centered towards, you know, whatever the video topic was that week. It can be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, right? Because these are more seasoned business owners. They're coming in with different questions. They may be at different levels. Maybe, you know, one is really great at marketing, but not at sales, vice versa. So everyone gets their own hot seat coaching as the program moves through.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I just want to clarify for everyone listening, when we talk about Evergreen in this case, we're talking about, as you're probably getting the idea, a live program that has no fixed start and end date, that just Jackie can continuously enroll people in. So what would be great for people in as far as the client experience, if it was Evergreen and they were continuously meeting new people and having the experience that an Evergreen would provide?
So when you say like Evergreen, like do you imagine it as still like a 5 month fixed period, or it's just open-ended and they can leave whenever they want? Like if they want to continue to get the live coaching, because I would say that like, you know, we ended this cohort a few weeks ago and all of the, what will I do next week? Or who will I go to next week? And what's going to happen without you guys on my next launch? And like all of that, you can tell like they really are looking to continue on something, on a journey. And so whether that's like continuing in the same framework or not. So I was just curious about like whether you leave the end date open or not. But yeah, I mean, to your point of like, when you come in and out, you do get to expand your network. You do get to meet different people. And so like, you know, maybe the original people that are in the program, like as they're shifting, you might meet your perfect business soul sister or like your next collaboration partner or referral partner or something like that. So definitely like your network is your net worth, right? So I think that's helpful for them. I think also like, you know, it depends on how you position it. Like if you have more seasoned people in it, then you always have the opportunity to be like a big sister sort of, you know, like helping the newer people as they come in, guiding them a little bit with, oh, I already went through that. Like, let's set up a virtual coffee or something like that.
100%. So to answer your question around the start and finish dates, yes, I do recommend having a fixed period where it's still like everyone joining as an individual will have that, you know, X period of months of support. It's not just open-ended, but that people definitely, you see, they want to re-enroll, they want to continue their journey with you. So that can be part of the experience, is that if they want to stay in the container, they can go ahead and re-enroll and stay. And the way that I look at Evergreen programs is just, it's an ongoing conversation. Like you said, there's, you know, pre-recorded modules that they have access to, and they can kind of go and choose their own adventure and guide themselves through the curriculum that already exists. And then every week they have that resource of live coaching with you and the community support to go and participate in that conversation and get what they need for their business that week. And when you have it just as this like ongoing conversation and this network that's available to people, you change a bit the frame. It's not, you know, we're dripping out modules every single week and, you know, you're going with this cohort and you're going on this, you know, journey. The context just changes. And then what you started doing, which was going to be my next question, is like, how might you get creative around bringing in other layers of support and community when it is an open container? That's what we do in my masterminds. We have other layers of support. So when someone comes in, they have a buddy or they have a support coach that they're tied to, or there's these other systems. So how might you get creative to sort of, at some level, replicate that intimacy or the bonding that does occur in your containers, but that now gets to be evergreen and they get exposure to the network and they get to, you know, stay longer than 5 months if they want. And all these other opportunities open up when the container opens up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely thinking like one of the things they love is the welcome call. So I think there definitely would have to be a welcome call of some sort to like bring them into the group. And that really like kind of lays the foundation for their success as well, because I'm communicating to them like how they're going to have the best results in this. Yeah. I think they already have private time with a support coach throughout, and they get a kickoff, private kickoff with me and that support coach as well. So I think that would like help that person onboard. Yeah. I've got to think about the people already in the program and like, what is the benefit, or how do you then get them to kind of welcome in the person or the people that are coming in?
Right. What comes up for you around thinking about their willingness or their openness to welcome someone in?
I'm going through a stage right now where I'm like, I'm too busy for everyone. So I'm like, oh my gosh, will they be too busy? But I think that's part of, in full transparency, I just like sold and closed my house and everything else in the middle of a move. So I'm just going through a season, but that's part of the program, right? That's part of the feminine embodiment, is the connections that you're building, the rest, the like ease, the being like, oh, can I create space to connect with somebody else and hold them, versus say, I need, tell myself I need 3 hours to like bang out marketing, you know? So I think that's part of sort of the dynamics of like what the container, how it exists to share and embody like what we're trying to help people move through and shift.
Right. And I also think, because I know you and your business a bit, is that, you know, you also get to be in this transition of up-leveling that container and up-leveling your coaching and your leadership as you're scaling, and being really real around what are your boundaries around how much responsibility you're going to take, or how much are you going to be like this mama goose that's like, okay, I need to be responsible for how much they're connecting in the container or managing their emotions of how they're feeling about a new person or this dynamic, versus just being like, here's the container, here's the community I created. We have some things that are really smart built into this mastermind to help you connect, and it's your responsibility. Whatever you want to make up this container, it's up to you. If you want to connect deeply with every woman who enters the container, that's up to you. If you want to stay with your, you know, your buddy or your cohort that was like a mini cohort when you came in, that's up to you. And just really giving them that power back to decide how they want to use the experience so that you can actually scale. And then there will be more people able to receive from you and learn from you, because you're not even really thinking about this anymore. It's just up to them.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that, yeah, it's a lot of it is about me surrendering and just allowing them to be responsible. Like, they made the investment, they made the decision, they decided to come in, and knowing that like what I've structured and what's in place and what I'm offering is enough. And then it's up to them to receive it and work with it. And it's not my job to like go police them or chase them. Yeah. And I think that that's really interesting, because then I think if I shed some of that energy, they too would shed some of that energy, right? I would stop attracting somebody that's expecting that type of handholding.
Absolutely. This gets to be another just layer of initiation into the feminine energy component that you're really sharing out in the world for you and for them. So I think that's just, it's beautiful. As you up level, this deepens and in the embodiment.
Yeah. And I think that's like, as you just said that, like, you know, the shift within my own mindset of like visualization of like a mother, like leading a community, like that feminine energy is not, let me come down and meet you in your like wound or your shortcoming. But that feminine energy is about like holding high and holding the vision high and holding the space high, so that somebody can like elevate into it and know that like they can feel like, okay, I'm a safe part of this community that is so like connected. And that is like what they will have to acclimate to, as opposed to like, you know, there's like an energy here of something's, you know, not quite there, or like there's a shortcoming and I hope you don't figure it out. And this isn't like constructed the right way. Yeah. It's like, nope, this is like, we got this and we construct it in a way that's like really beneficial for you.
Yeah. I love that. I just want to echo and underline everything that you just said. So coming back to, you know, how to some little things to strategically support the implementation of the Evergreen, because I think that this program and everything that I know about you and your business is set up to do it this way and to do it really well. And it's just like these energetic tweaks and then, you know, a couple of things around strategy. But I would say, of course, the biggest thing around Evergreen is setting the expectations so that it can be safe. I think there's a way to do Evergreen where it's not so safe if people aren't fully aware that the container is set up this way. And there's a way to do it where the expectations are clear. Everyone is like directly being asked as they enter the container, like, hey, you know, this is Evergreen, right? You know, you're entering a group that has already been in conversation. Do you like that? Are you okay with it? They agree. Then everybody's okay. Everyone's on the same page.
At what point in your process do you make them aware of that? Is that happening in the marketing or the sales conversation?
I'd say on the sales page, it's very clear. On the application form, there's a question about why do you want to participate specifically in a group program versus private coaching with Elena? And, you know, yet then it mentions that it's an Evergreen program in the introduction to the application, as well as on the discovery calls that my team does. We ask about that and we'll inform people and make sure we're all on the same page prior to enrollment. We also do, I mean, you've mentioned that you have a way of doing this with your team that sounds really good, but another idea is on my team, I have someone who does an onboarding like logistics call with each member of the mastermind before they come on. It's like 15 to 20 minutes and they make sure that that person knows how to use the program, where to go in the membership site, what things to focus on first for them, tidy up the paperwork, make sure they have they just understand the lay of the land as far as the logistics go.
That sounds really valuable.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. We covered a lot of ground. How are you feeling about the Evergreen? Is there any little last thing that comes up?
Just like, cause I'm used to typical launch strategy, right? Like doing a big hype event and then selling from there and having maybe waitlist periods and all sorts of stuff like that. So do you have any insights into how you market differently when the doors are technically always open?
Mm-hmm. For now, you can just go and have an easy call to action in your business where it's, you know, all roads are kind of pointing to the multiplier for now, but then you're going to hit a stage where the multiplier starts to get booked out. And then this model will actually free you up to be able to launch other things more easily and have those other things lead into the multiplier, which is the way our business is set up right now, where I'm launching more courses and other types of levels of investments of programs that then also feed into our masterminds because people really want to go deeper. So that's one thing that you can do. One concept I'll just kind of plant a seed, and this would be a topic for another conversation, is this idea I've been teaching lately of timeless content, of really working on creating masterclasses, free trainings, all types of content, live streams that virtually at any point in time, the recipient of that content could be, I mean, it could be 6 months from now, and they would be digesting it and able to feel like in that present moment, they were getting the download about why to join the multiplier. They would be able to take a present moment action that would then get them into your funnel to enroll in the program in present time. So just thinking through, is the business set up to do that this way? Are there tweaks to certain things that you can make so that you have that timelessness that results in what I experience now is just literally waking up, having applications for the mastermind coming in every month. The team is going and doing the sales calls. They're enrolling them. We have the whole process. And then, you know, and we also have it set up where people only can join the first week of the month. So there's also, and then it's not every month. So you might also decide when new people can actually join throughout the program. How does that land?
Yeah. I saw your Facebook Live on timeless content creation. Yeah. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. I like the idea too of like, it's not every month and so like, it's only like one, you know, the first week of the month. I think that just helps things get like less hairy.
Well, this frees you up because it's evergreen. You can literally speak to it. You know, whenever you do a live stream, whenever you do a masterclass or a free training, you're able to talk about the same program and people are able to apply right away. They don't have to wait. So that is the timeless quality of it. You're just that same call to action and it's populating that application and you're good.
Somebody else mentioned that to me, like the quicker you can get somebody either to apply or start using your thing, like as seamless as you can make that and have them really start to get the value that they're seeking. I mean, that moment that they're making that decision to invest in themselves is because there's something that they need satisfied. And the, you know, the quicker that you can start to get the materials or access or coaching or support coaching or any of that stuff, I think the better. So it sounds like even though they're joining the first of the month, they have a little bit of, you know, touch points with your team and probably like the vault access and things like that.
Right. We have it set up. It's a really good point that you made. So we have it set up that when someone enrolls in the mastermind, as soon as they pay and sign the contract, they start with, they get an onboarding sequence. And in that sequence, they get all of our bonuses and they get the membership library access, and they can have access to book a call with the support team to have their first one-to-one. So even the group calls wouldn't start until the first of the month, or in some cases, you know, 6 weeks out, they are able to start implementing. And it's a reason. So this is the last thing that we'll say in this episode, because it's really important with Evergreen. If it's open all the time, we do have to find a way to not use scarcity or any, of course, any of these weird marketing tactics or sales tactics to get people to enroll. But we have to be thinking about, what do we provide that gets someone to really take action now? And if they do get immediate access to something, if they do have the ability to book a call with a coach as soon as they sign the contract, then that's that incentive of like, wow, we're going to actually give you this roadmap. And that's what I see with people who sign up for my masterminds in advance. They get like 4 to 6 weeks of extra time to go into the membership site, start digesting the curriculum, start getting results before the group calls even start. So they're really prepared and they have like the best stuff ready to ask in the live calls. So you can speak to all of that in marketing and in the sales process if people are a little bit like, oh, I just want to wait.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is priceless. Coaching with you is always priceless.
Thanks, Jackie. What do you think? I would love to do some takeaways. What are like two or three things that stood out about our conversation today that you're going to take away?
I think just like a lot of times, you know, I've worked with you before, like you give me permission. I am very focused on seeing something one way. And I think whenever you show me the other angles of it, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that could be really valuable to someone. I think particularly like around the energy, around like me, you know, being overly responsible and recognizing that they're going to take care of themselves. I think just understanding like, yeah, like what you just said, like positioning the marketing. So it's so much like value add. There's no yucky scarcity stuff. There's no need for it. And I think, yeah, like knowing that this is my signature program, knowing that this is like the thing, like always having a foresight into knowing like, okay, like somebody's coming in or starting with the group in 4 weeks, but they've already paid, and like just kind of having that certainty around the cash flows and the program being full. I agree with you. It like does free up so much more space to create. And I love that, because that is like the masculine structures there so that the feminine can then play.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for your people and your community who are going to get access to this program, and more people who are going to be able to reach you, and your energy is going to get freed up by using this model. And yeah, I'm really excited for you. So thanks for being on the show today. And if people are interested in following you and getting in touch with your work, where can they go do that?
Instagram's the easiest, Jackie Simic.
Amazing. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
So to summarize today's session, I think that for those of you considering the Evergreen model, there's a few things to keep in mind. The first one is, number one, you know that you're at the stage to start making a group program Evergreen if it's something that has a longer program timeline, first of all. So Jackie's program is 5 months. My masterminds are 5 months. So you'd want to be looking at around that length of time, up to a year, to really effectively make something Evergreen from a logistical standpoint. And you would also want to measure your business. Do you already have leads coming in every month? Do you have inquiries about this program? Is it something that, you know, what I did with transitioning my masterminds from start, fixed date, and fixed date was that I was getting inquiries nonstop. People wanted to join all the time and I had to turn them away. I had to say, oh, I'm sorry, the next cohort doesn't start until the fall, or it doesn't start until January, and losing clients and them losing the opportunity to be in the container. And so if you're at that stage where you are having the leads coming in, then this would be a good time to think about Evergreen. You're sort of like naturally moving in that direction. Second thing I would say is really important is expectations and safety. If the container is going to be evergreen, everyone needs to know that that's the case, because there are emotional connections and bonds that form in group programs that are going to be contextualized based on, does this person feel that this is the group and that no one else, you know, there's kind of a closed container where no one else is going to be coming in. So they, you know, really drop in, and there's just a mental preparation, or there's just a state that they're in when that's what they expect. And then when it's clear that that's not the case and that new people will be entering the container, it's a different frame. There's different benefits to that, and there's a different context. So either one is okay. And you might listen to this conversation and choose that you want to keep doing your group programs cohort style. And that is perfect. Both are okay. It just matters about the expectation setting, the clear communication, so that people can feel safe with either option. Like, you either tell them this is a closed container, or this is an open container. And then they get to choose before they enroll if that works for them. It might not work for them. It might work for them. It's just totally up to the client, and really empowering them to make that decision for themselves. Third thing, we talked about how evergreen programs and especially masterminds I view as an ongoing conversation. So a group program would be something that maybe it's, you know, anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks, and you're really walking a fixed cohort through a curriculum kind of step by step. It's more focused on, like, you're almost in the teacher role more than the coach or the healer, and you're teaching and you're guiding them through this fixed process. A mastermind, or the program that Jackie's talking about, it's a conversation. It's a community. It's an opportunity. It's a resource. It's a place where people can go to have inspiration on tap, to have advice and business counsel or mindset counsel or relationship counsel, whatever you provide, on tap. That's the value of it. And high level clients love that, because they don't need help all of the time, but when they do need help and they do want input, they want it at their fingertips, which is what a program like this provides. So the view of it being an ongoing conversation, just that, me dropping that into your field, might start to shift how you might be framing your program or how you talk about it or the client experience of it even. And then the last thing I'll say about evergreen is really, or just to highlight what we talked about in this conversation, which was like the biggest aha moment, I think, for Jackie, was the deepening of the realization of where the responsibility lies for the client's connection building and their experience inside of a program. It lies with them. And as you scale and as you grow your business and hold more space for more people, that gets to expand and shift energetically. When you're running a smaller group, or you're a newer coach, or you're running a cohort for the first time, you may feel that you are taking on more responsibility for, oh, how are people getting along with each other? What's going on in the group dynamic? And as you scale, you can't do that. And as you start to lean back, the clients show up differently and they take more responsibility for their experience, and they get to make the program exactly what they want it to be. And not everyone wants the same things. And any level of sort of micromanaging that experience or their emotions or their connections isn't going to be sustainable for you as the coach, and nor is it your job, and nor is that the highest level of service that you can provide. You get to provide the creation of the experience. You're holding the space. Your energy is permeating through the whole collective. You're making decisions around the boundaries of the container and what's offered, and that sets the tone. And then people get to play within that. They get to have their own experience within that energy, within that structure. And that's one of the biggest things that we talked about today that I wanted to just reiterate for you, especially as you start to scale up to, you know, Jackie's at the multiple six-figure level, scaling to seven. If you're at these levels of your business, it just shifts. And it feels liberating for everyone involved. And you get more and more empowered clients that show up. And people also act more empowered. They are more empowered within your containers. They get better results.
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.